Today, Boston school officials and the teachers' union resume contract talks. The negotiations began back in February to reach a new deal before the existing one expires next week, and classes begin in Boston in just over 2 weeks. To talk about the talks, we're joined this morning by Boston Teachers' Union President Richard Stuttman. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Tell us what the chief issues are right now from the teachers' point of view, dividing the teachers from Boston school officials.
Well, I don't want to say dividing because we're really not at that stage yet. We're talking about trying to place teachers in appropriate positions. We're talking about resources in the classroom. We're talking about conditions in our schools. And right now we're just talking, I would say, more in general. The next few days should determine if there are sticky points, but I'm obviously hopeful, and I would say the mayor and the school department are equally hopeful that we can resolve this and make some progress.
If I asked a specific on the money question, would you answer it? How much of a raise do the teachers want over what time period?
Well, I actually don't have an answer because we haven't made a proposal yet, but I think we want to come up with a cost of living adjustment that is adequate for our members that will be enough to attract and retain competent teachers.
The watchdog group, the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, yesterday put out a report saying that as part of these talks, both sides should talk about lengthening the school year. Where are Boston teachers on that right now?
Well, you know, we did lengthen the school year 2 years ago, and we're about to unveil a proposal that will incorporate another 40 to 50 schools. So we have made that type of progress. The Boston Municipal Research Bureau, I think, is a little bit late to the game on this. And while we welcome everyone's observations and input, I think we have that under control. We've talked to the mayor, we've talked to the school district, and we've talked to our members. And I think we know what we need to do to make our schools work better. One of the issues in Boston Public Schools is the late buses don't leave some schools until 4:30. So it is very difficult to extend the school day beyond 4:30 for elementary school children.
Let me come back to pay hikes, if I can, for a second. What about merit pay hikes instead of raises guaranteed by contract? Another proposal made by the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, merit pay hikes.
Just by way of background, the Boston Municipal Research Bureau has a board of directors of all corporate bureaucrats and, vice presidents of banks, vice presidents of insurance companies, and so on. And in their world, they view merit pay a certain way. In our world, our teachers work not necessarily just for the money, but for the love of teaching and for the delivery of educational services. And it's insulting to us to think that people have to be, in effect, bribed in order to do their best.
Are you optimistic or not about reaching a deal before schools begin in Boston in just a little over 2 weeks on Thursday, September 8th?
Well, I couldn't do what I do and not be optimistic. So I think we are people of goodwill, and we hope to get this done.
Richard Stuttman, president of the Boston Teachers Union, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much for calling.